The Nashville Predators and Arizona Coyotes, game number two of their best of five qualifying rounds. Ekholm left side, skates in. Spins the puck down for Rocco Grimaldi behind the net. Right circle, looking for a shot and a score! Nick Bonino! And the Predators take a 1-0 lead, a 5-on-5 goal. Scored after 7 minutes and 50 seconds.
Smart play there from Ekholm. He has a chance to pass it across. He decides to just put it down low. Grimaldi fetches it and spits it right out into the slot for Bonino. Bonino right around the dot. Just turns and fires a quick wrist shot that goes up over Kemper.
Here now is Chychrun with the try. Deflected high. Stepan with a shot. Stopped there. And then Saros made another stop on Clayton Keller.
Oh, how about juice? That's just three fantastic saves. Then he follows it up with about three more after that. I'm not sure what the shot clock says, but that was some spectacular goaltending.
In on the left wing side, Victor Arvidsson, Forsberg comes on, tried to slip the puck behind the defense. Instead, he lost it, and a shot taken from the right circle by Ryan Johansson. It is 2-0 Nashville.
Well, there's a bounce they were looking for. Not the prettiest of goals, but Joey will take it. Forsberg tries to make a power move, loses the puck, but it's going towards the net. The little rebound comes off, and Johansson is Johnny on the spot.
1 second to go in the period, and that will do it. The Predators exit the first period of game two, leading this one 2-0. Austin Watson out high, and his shot deflected up, came off the glass behind the net. Now Sisson's in the corner, off for Yarncroke, and the score! This time the score comes from the right side of Darcy Kemper, and the Predators have themselves a 3-0 lead.
Sissons gets it behind the net. He's looking. He has some time and space. He hits Yarncroke. Yarncroke's initial shot is blocked, and it goes right back to his stick. Rolling puck that he's able to get up over Kemper. As Kemper's down with his paddle down, he had no idea where that puck was.
4-on-4 right now. Johansson for Forsberg breaking in that shot, and then dropped by Kemper, and he's able to cover it up.
Kemper did so well in game one. He's dropped a couple pucks. He hasn't been great with the rebounds like he was. That one just sitting there kind of surprised Johansson.
So 3-0 Nashville after two periods of play. Drop for Stepan. Tries to go across in front, broken up there. And Johansson sends it out for Arvidsson. Speeding in right wing side. The shot, he scored! Victor Arvidsson on the power play. And the Predators have taken a 4-0 lead.
That was a bomb. Right down the wing. He goes short side shelf. Picks his spot and nails it. That is a heater. It got a little bit of Kemper on the way by.
Yeah.
But it blew off that part of the jersey. It was a bomb.
Yannick Weber tried to clear it down. That was blocked by Stepan. And now we have less than a minute to play. Breaking in! Clayton Keller with a backhander to beat UC Saros and end the shutout spell with 56.3 to go. Clayton Keller puts the Coyotes on the board.
Oh, boy. That happened quick.
Did it ever. And now they come back and make it 4-2.
Lawson Crouse just came in. Another little slow play at the blue line. And he pops out, gets the puck, and quick wrist there that goes over the glove of Saros.
3 seconds to go, and the Predators have hung on here to even the series at a victory apiece as they take game number two, 4-2 over the Arizona Coyotes.